humility. And without a personal agenda, I make the decision to let God sort it all out. Lisa T. Welcome back to Glory Talk with Kiki. Welcome back. If you are new, hello. I am happy that you are here. If you are coming back from previous episodes, welcome back. I hope that all of you guys are doing great. I know it's been a long week. It's been a long week for me. As a whole, I never get breaks. But that's okay. I learned how to make breaks for myself. And that's good. I hope you guys are doing good. I hope you guys are doing what you want to do and not what anybody else wants you to do. This topic for this week is the importance of knowing and having humility in you. I'll explain why I chose this topic, but let's just get straight into it. So, if you don't know, I am graduating really soon. Really, really soon. It's less than a month away. And I had bought a dress. The dress came. The dress was pretty. It looked exactly how it looked in the picture. You know, I was like, okay, I'm going to try it on. Everything's going to go great. Everything's going to go great. But, you know, something bad always happens. The dress completely rips the first. It doesn't rip the first time. The sleeve. It was a one-sided dress. It very much like ripped in the shoulder, and I was like, okay, that's easy to fix. Just sew it back up. I'll be able to wear it for graduation. My mom didn't see the dress yet, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna show it to her just to get her opinion, and you know, just to see what she thinks about it, because you know, I usually don't even tell her what I buy, but you know, it's an important day for my whole family. So I was just like, okay, she needs to know what I'm wearing. And I was okay with that. So I tried it on for the second time in the same day, and it completely ripped. Can't wear it again. But that wasn't even the worst part. We don't have a great relationship. We never have had a great relationship ever since I was a kid. So her best bet was to be negative, you know, just saying things to me that, you know, I most definitely expected that. I wasn't like, you know, yeah, you know, dang, I didn't think she was gonna talk to me like that. I did not think she was gonna clap back at me like that, you know, and I wasn't upset about the dress ripping. I was upset about how she reacted, but I knew she was going to react that way because that is how she knows how to react. So it just made me upset because I just have a lot of things going on and, you know, all that extra stuff. And that just added more stuff on top of the weight. And at the time I was sick. I'm not sick anymore. But I wasn't feeling the best. And, you know, when the devil can't get to you, he will wear you out. In any way possible, he will make sure that you are tired. But you know what I did? I stepped my foot. I changed one thing about myself. And it was anger. Anger was most definitely the biggest ones for me. Me and my mom were like two monkeys. That's what my brother calls it. We're two monkeys. And you know how monkeys fight over a banana. You know, they goo goo gaga at each other until, you know, whoever proves their point and all that stuff. And you know what I did? I just let her do what she knows how to do. But me instead, I turned the other way, went to my room. I did cry because I do have a lot going on as that. Like, there's so many more, but I'm not going to get into that. It was just a lot of other stuff. It just made me have a mental breakdown because I was having a burnt out physically and spiritually. So that just made it even more worse. But I was with my family 2 days ago, and I was really just sitting and thinking about it. And it made me realize that instead of me doing what I knew, instead of me doing what I usually do, clap back at her, you know, I would just her, you know, we just snap backing at each other. Like, we just talking, you know, somebody trying to prove their point, somebody trying to prove their other point until, you know, it just dies down. Cause one of my family members like, no, y'all just doing too much. I did what I didn't know how to do. Hold my tongue and turn it all around. Just turn it around. And I knew that I was really feeling like God wasn't there. But God is always there. He's alive and he's active. No matter the situation. And it made me realize that I'm humble. I have humility in me. Humility is just basically meekness, which is humble. You're very humble. Like, I'm relaxed, even though I know that I don't have control over what someone's gonna say or how they're gonna react. Even if you know how they're gonna react, I had no control over it. But the one thing that I changed, or the one thing that I didn't let go over in my head, was most definitely anger. A lot of you are going to be asking, like, why did you tell that story? Why is that important? Why is humility so important for someone that, you know, someone that isn't even Christian, or they're starting to be Christian, or they're in their journey of walking with Christ? It is important for you to be humble. Because for me, that was the first step. I didn't realize it, but it was the first step. If I couldn't even humble myself, there was no way that I was going to have peace. Even though I wanted to clap back at people, even though I wanted to say, I wanted to get the last straw. I wanted to get the last say. My peace would have been interrupted quickly because I didn't humble myself. And then it's truly important that you understand that God is with you, you know. God is most definitely with you. There ain't nothing that you can't overcome. I'm gonna say this every podcast. There ain't nothing that you can't overcome. But you have to learn how to be humble. It might not be the way that I realized that I was humble. It might not be the way your sister realizes how to be humble, but you have to learn how to just relax, how to stay calm, knowing that there's a storm over your head and it feels like it's continuing to rain every day. The wind is blowing and you just can't get a hold of it. It is important that you learn. It might take a season. It might take a year. It might take 2 years. It might take half of your testimony. Shoot. It might take half of it. But once you learn how humble brings out the best of you, it is something great to know. And while I was sitting, I was just thinking about it. It made me realize I was doing a devotion about humility, and one of the verses was Romans 3, and dang, let me find the verse. I wrote it down. Yes, I did write it down. Romans 3. it was talking about how Jesus is with us. Now that he is, even though you are not, you don't have the Holy Spirit in you, or you don't want to walk with Christ, and that's a choice. God gives you free will. You can do whatever you want. But I'm going to talk to the people that, you know, are walking with Christ right now, that are walking with him every single day. He is with you. With him, there is peace. With him, you learn how to be humble. In the world, you're not going to learn how to be humble. You're going to learn what you know how to do best. And that's being autopilot. That most of the time, you're an autopilot. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. You don't know how to shake things up. You're not going to know how to do that. But with him, there is peace. With him, everything just simply falls into place. I also want to talk about Paul, because Paul is a prime example after Jesus Christ himself. Mary was humble as well. Even though she had the whole world against her, she was humble as well. There's so many examples, but I truly want to use Paul as an example, because he had lost everything. He was one of the smartest men in the time that he was living in. He was one of the smartest men. But guess what? He gave up everything that he knew. Everything, every little thing that he knew best how to do it, he let it go, all for the sake of being for Christ and living in Christ. I don't know if that makes sense to y'all. If it don't, I'm just gonna explain. He let everything that he knew, how he talked, how he walked, how he act, how he think, how he wrote stuff, how he reacted to people, he let it go. Because he knew that what God had planned for him, it was better. It was better and it was greater. He knew that it was for the good of him, of God. He knew it was better for him. And while he was going, I was listening to Unassociated podcast yesterday, and he was talking about Paul too, and you know how Paul was in that, he was in prison for house arrest for like 2 years, and you know that's when he wrote Philippians and all that extra stuff. Hold on, let me find the episode for y'all. Y'all should go listen. It's Church Boy Confessions. Y'all should go and listen to him, because he is great as well. His last episode was Monday. They came out Monday. Is it a mundane life worthy of living? And he was talking about Paul and how Paul was going through it where he felt like he wasn't enough and he felt like he was missing out. First of all, you're not missing out on nothing. When you have Christ in your life, he is the center of your life. You are not missing anything, ever. The devil likes to put in your head that you're missing something, that you're missing out on what everyone else is giving to you. You're missing out on what you used to do. No. You gave up that life when you gave to Christ, because you know that God himself, he's alive and he's active, and everything that he's going to give you is always better than what you had for yourself. And that's just a straight fact. You feel me? And it made me realize something, not just about myself, about, you know, everybody that's living in this flesh, living in the world that we're living in right now. We're always trying to, you know, just trying to be someone we're not, trying to be something else that everyone else wants us to be never what we want. And as a Christian, you're not supposed to be doing that because you are new in God's creation. So it doesn't really matter what everyone else thinks. You should have never lived like that. But Paul was most definitely humble. Even though there's some people that didn't like him, you know, the Gentiles were doing what, you know, the people wanted. It wasn't what God wanted. It wasn't God's plan for Paul's life. He knew what he was going to get himself into, but he knew that it was better for him. I want to read Philippians 3 verse 8. I'm going to start at 7 because 7 is really where it's at. This is another one of my favorite verses in the Bible. It says, this is English Standard Version. It says, but whatever gain I had, I counted it as a loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus Christ, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered a loss of all things, and I count them as rubbish, which is garbage, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own, but comes from the law, but faith, which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and sure sufferings, become like him in his death, that by any means possible I may obtain the resurrection from the death. And then when you scroll down on all the other verses, he's just talking about when he was in that mundane, when he's in that state where he felt like he, you know, there's times when he was sitting in that, you know, house arrest, and he was writing this, that he realized that, yeah, he was missing something, but he humbled himself and he realized that every single thing that he counted, that he knew beforehand, before God had called him to do what he wanted him to do, he counted as a loss. Knowing God, that he gave his only son to die on the cross, to give his life for us, for all the sins that we've done previously, all the sins that we might do in the future, he gave it all up. Just to know him for who he is, just to have a relationship for him, he gave it all up. Honestly, to even know that, to even understand that, it's humble. It takes you to be humble. And another thing I want to talk about is when I was sitting, I was thinking about it. I was really talking to God. And I was like, so you're telling me that I realized that I'm humble, but I knew for sure that with God in my life, there's peace, there's love. He fills the void of everything that I lost. He's going to give me something better. He's going to give me something greater. And he made me realize that being humble was one of the first things that I had to do in order to realize everything else. Because when I'm in that state of, you know, talking all that junk and being mad and being angry and not wanting to understand things for what they are, I wouldn't be able to understand that. I wouldn't be able to know that in him I find peace. In him, I know what true love is. In him, I know that I am fearfully and wonderfully made, no matter the circumstance. In him, I know that I am to be content, because I don't know what type of situation I'm going to get myself in from 2 seconds from now. Actually, we don't even know. We don't even have to worry about anything because we don't know what's going to happen from 2 seconds from now. That's another reason why I stopped worrying as well. All those things happened because I put him first. And when I put him first, everything else started to follow. I put him into place. I put him in the middle, and everything else started to move around him. I highly suggest, I encourage you, that it is important for you to be humble, to have humility in your life. Because without it, you will not be the person that God wants you to be. God cannot be in a room full of chaos, wanting to be in a part of the world, just wanting to do what you want to do. I'm sorry, but it just doesn't work like that. It is so simple. It just doesn't work like that. Living this life, it's not easy. I'm not going to say it's easy, nor is it difficult, but it will get challenging sometimes. And it says it in the Bible, trials and tribulations will come, but you have to learn how to be humble. And it also made me realize that, you know, after I had that, you know, argument with my mom and all that. So we didn't really have an argument, but, you know, she's Haitian, you know, they like to talk. I just let her talk, do what she knows how to do. It made me realize that I have to encourage people, change one thing about yourself. It's hard. You're not going to want to change one thing about yourself, but sometimes you don't even know what you want to change. You know what I mean? Change one thing about yourself and watch everything else follow. Everything else will follow like birds. When bird starts flying, another bird starts to fly. Know that in God you find peace. Knowing in God He is love. In Him you are fearfully and wonderfully made. It is important to have humility in you. It's important to be meek. It's important to be humble no matter the situation. Even when you want to snap back at that person, you're slow to anger. You are slow to speak because you know that in God you find peace. It is better that way, and it's always better that way. I'm gonna close this one out with a prayer, but I want everyone to understand that in God, you have to be humble. You have to be patient. God is love. It is always on His timing. It is never on ours. It is His plan, and it's never our plan. Bow your heads and close your eyes. My Father who's in heaven, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for everything that you have done and everything that you continue to do. So many people didn't have the chance. So many people didn't have the opportunity to wake up this morning, but you have allowed us to be here. You have allowed us to make it this far, Father Lord. I pray that you forgive us of our sins, Father Lord, because we are born sinners and we will always be born sinners, Father Lord. But we know that in you we find peace. In you we are humble. We are slow to speak. We think before we act. We think before we open our mouths, Father Lord. I want to thank you for being with us when we didn't have no one. I want to thank you for being with us right now. Each and every person that is listening right now, I don't know what they're going through, Father Lord. They're struggling with something. They're struggling with how to do something, Father Lord. I pray that you guide them in ways that they've never been guided before. I pray that you give them the experience to know you for who you are, or experience the love that you have to give, Father Lord. I pray that we understand that you are alive and you are active, Father Lord. I pray that we understand that the fruits of the Spirit are in our hearts. It is in our minds. And everything that we do is only glorified in gratitude to you, Father Lord. I thank you for everything that you do and everything that you continue to do. In the name of Jesus, we all say amen. Thank you so much for tuning into Glory Talk with Kiki. I am now signing out. Deuces!